Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Poshpits Couch. It's another beautiful day. A good weather. Very beautiful. I've had a stressful day, but I've spent most of my day in the doctors. For some reasons, I happened to put all my schedule, my hospital schedule, my GP schedule. I put everything in for today, so I had to go from one place to another. But it's good because everything turned out well. And then also, I enjoyed the weather. So the weather is actually beautiful. So I think summer came early, but let's not jinx it. Touch wood, let's not jinx it. Before tomorrow night, it might be raining and it's snowing and it's everything. It's called Manchester for a reason. Rainchester, I call it, because it's always raining. So we've enjoyed a summer day today. So how are you, my people? How are you? You know, this is one of my favorite question, and when I ask that question, it's beyond just what's up, it's beyond just Kilon Shele. It's actually, how are you doing? We all know one thing that we all facing, and this is Posh Peace Couch, and that's where we ease our stress. That's our safe space. That's why it was created, so we can actually talk and express, and with the community. For me and for you. So how are you? You know the answer. Send me your answer and then obviously we get to talk about that. So I believe you're fine and I believe you'll be fine. Right, we're back today. Last week was a very interesting topic which got a lot of engagement. The title was Can the Two Opposite Sex Actually Be Friends? Can man and woman be be legitimately friends? And we had Annie on the show last week, and she offered us her opinion, and it happens that she actually fell in love with her friend. They were friends in the beginning, I used to say, and then along the journey they fell in love with each other and they're now in a relationship. But what we said last week, in as much as we believe a man and a woman can be friends, there should always be boundaries. Boundaries is very, very important in everything we do, even in life, even in marriage. There should be a boundary, because the limits that might want to go might not be what my partner can do. And when you don't respect that boundary, that's you just eating into someone's space, and that might affect their personality, and that might cause a clash. So yes, I'm in a school of thought that a man and woman can't, in quotes, be friends if there's a boundary. And peradventure, one person is fell in love or develop feelings, I think that should be talked about, and then maybe that we have some exit strategy, because that friendship cannot be the way it is anymore when the feelings is involved. So that was the topic last week. That was a good engagement. Thank you for everyone that reached out. And today we've actually go another one step further, and I've seen the messages I've already received about today's topic. Oh my God, I want to hear this. We are in diaspora, guys, and you and I, we are not alien to what's happening in marriages in this country. Let's start with UK, talk less of every other country. Why are people coming here as a couple 6 months, 1 year, 2 years down the line? The home is broken. Now they are single. Right, why are marriages failing in Western world? That is the topic today. And guess what, guys? I went a step further. I got you a social worker who will be able to tell us, because they have the statistics and how it's happening right now. So when it's time, I'm going to introduce her. She's very thoughtful. She's intelligent. She's a scholar. She's been doing this for over a decade, so she knows what she's going to be talking about. So I'm not just going to be the one sitting down here giving you what is not. So, yeah. So welcome, guys. Are you ready? We're about to roll. But before we roll, just as normal usual, we're going to do our first song. And the first song we're going to be playing today, this took me a time. I was like, what song do I do with this topic? But guess what? Let's do Why Love by Asake. I think let's start with that, and then we'll go into gear from there. So I'll see you guys in a minute, and I'll be back.
Baby, let's keep on jamming. This fire cannot cool down. If you tell me to snow me,
put it shallow, my baby. I don't wanna only go, yarobi. Ila yi yo bato dami. O dami ton, o di big money. My thoughts. Brother, my wife.
She got it all. My love.
my baby. You are my special one, my bestie. You know I'm a soldier, boy,
but in your case I'm calm down.
Am I your confidence? They bust my head, take it easy.
One for the road, keep it steady. Yeah. Two for my girl, to get energy. But the magnetizing, fascinating. You light up the room, illuminating. Captivating, who can charge me? Such a bad body, for the bad me. Keep it moving, for a body.
My time. Perfect size.
Right, my people, welcome back. It's your old Shay Oluwasego, also known as Posh P. Posh P is here, and it's Posh P's couch. Right, let's dive into the show. Why are marriages failing in Western world? So the name of my guest is Brianna Longe, right? She's not Nigerian, by the way. So I'm giving you guys different varieties. So you can thank me later. She's a support worker. I will let her introduce herself. So we're just going to get into the show like that. So how are you? I call her Brie, but her full name is Brianna. So how are you, Brie?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good to have you on the show. How are you today, right now? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling a bit. I'm excited. Mm-hmm. Yeah, about the upcoming topic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we spoke about this, and you're like, you know what? I will do this.
Let's give it a shot.
Yeah. Yes, and I'm glad you're here, and I'm quite very excited for this because you've walked the walk. You know what's up about this, even as your experience and also as what we do for living. Mm-hmm. So tell us about you. Let's get to know you a little bit. Who is Brianna?
Brianna is a very calm, cool, collected person.
Clock it.
Yeah. I'm a mother. What else can I say? A professional. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's about it.
Right. I think you don't want to tell us more than that. That's all you can give away today.
At the moment. We go along, maybe you pick some other things.
That's fine. That's okay. So your role, what you do, you're just saying that you're a professional. So and that's the social worker. Mm-hmm. So what are you specialized in social working?
I've specialized in a variety of field in social work.
Okay.
I've worked as a child protection court social worker. So I was just dealing with court assessments for adoption and fostering. And as well, it's called children and families.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think this is where my background is with a nuclear family, you call it, single parents. Kind of setting, mm-hmm. and also I've worked as an adult social worker, and now I'm in mental health.
Right. Yeah. good. So this is Posh Place couch. I like the way you're sitting, very comfy. Like this is your couch, basically. So you can express, you can be who you are. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Right, so I'm gonna start with the culture clash, because when we move from Africa, you moved from South Africa, I believe. I moved from Nigeria, and we came here. What are the first thing that we experienced moving here in terms of culture clash and the shock?
That's, you know, first and foremost, I'm not digressing from your question. Mm-hmm. I'm just about to say the topic is very broad.
Mm-hmm.
It can take us the whole lifetime to scrutinize it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but having said that, when we come here, I think we come without any knowledge. Even if some people, you call people, one or two people you know that already in the diaspora and say, oh, I'm coming to the UK, Canada, mm-hmm. or mm-hmm.
America.
New Zealand. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what's going on there. Some people will give you different
information.
Don't bring your wife.
Mm.
She'll be smarter when she gets here.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bring your husband. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, he will be doing this, this and that. So by the time you come here, the perception or the knowledge that you come with, it doesn't match your
the
background.
Reality.
Yes.
Right.
I've always said, when you leave your country with your spouse, and we have a different, how can I put it? You know, there are, the roles in Africa, if you are married, they are clear defined.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
A wife knows where her place is, and a husband knows, and even more so, we have other things embedded to it, like culture. Religion, people that are not into culture and religion, we've got a hierarchy of elders to guide you, you understand, from whatever, you know, a marriage, I always, or a partnership or companionship, I always say it's like, women will agree with me, when you fall pregnant, you don't even know how, you know, the dynamics that are going to be happening to you till you have a baby. My grandmother used to say there's no manual for it, for a marriage.
Okay.
Yeah, to have to nurse your baby.
Okay.
It comes
okay.
natural that, oh, this is how I breastfeed. Your grandma will be there, bath the baby like this, or your mother. And let's not forget, in Africa we have this system. Support system, 100% You understand? Yeah. So going back to your question now. Why we suffer, I'll call it like that. Is I always call it a 5 C's.
Right.
As soon as we get here, we stop caring about each other. That's C number one.
Right.
We stop courting, you know,
courting each other.
Yeah, that's C number two. The third one, we stop caressing, kissing, touching me in nice places where it tickles my fancy, you understand?
Right.
The fourth C, we stop committing.
Commitment.
You know, yeah, you stop you wake up and go to work and forget that.
You have somebody.
Somebody, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And these are the things that makes us suffer. Okay, we're going to go back to courting. Courting is not a period of when you see me, I see you, you like me, I like you. But it has to be continuous. Do you understand?
Yeah, it has
to be continuous. It's like a plant. When you have it and you put it on your windowsill and you don't
water it
or fertilize it,
it's
going to die.
Wow.
This is the thing that we are facing.
Wow. I feel like your very first question is already shaped the whole topic already. I was trying to build it little by little. I love that. I love that because it's like we're going straight in. Like there's no... you mentioned 5 C's. I think you said 4. I think there's one more.
First one, as I always say, is courting.
Courting.
The second one will be caring. The third one will be
commitment.
The other one will be caressing. What's the other one? Oh, the cuddling.
Okay.
Very important. If you look into these things and think about, okay, this is because these are the stages of a relationship. Even before a man decides to ask for a hand in marriage.
We do all those things.
And then you care a lot about this person. In that courting and caring, you cuddle.
In
that cuddling, you caress.
Then
you commit.
And the commitment.
Do you understand?
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
A lot of sense. Right. So do you think all those things, what changes when... Because most of the time, we do that before coming to UK.
Because
now we're speaking about it, we're talking in diaspora. What changes the dynamics of those things in this country that... And then people stop doing that?
I think the considerable shift in these dynamics is caused by work.
Right.
In my experience,
mm-hmm.
what I've seen and... what has happened to me as a person here. You and your partner we just came from home. We might have bills back home that we made to come here. Or we're looking after our families back home. The pressure is high.
Oh, baby.
So you'll be going to work. We have kids. You're going to do a night shift.
I'll do a day shift. Mm.
Go, honey, go pick the kids in school.
Mm.
But when do we have time to see each other? Your off days are not the same as my days. We have care and needs at home. Our needs as a husband and wife and the children. Some parents don't even see their kids. Maybe they've got 2 hours a day.
Absolutely.
It kills the relationship. I think, like I was saying before, we don't have a manual. We don't know how to manage that kind of situation. You'll find a mom and dad at home constantly arguing. Honey, you don't help me. We even stop calling each other, honey.
Oh, yes.
I'll start saying Baba or something.
Or the name.
Yeah,
actually,
I'll call you with your name now. Yeah, you're not helping. Blah, 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 blah. You don't want to change a diaper. And you find out the Baba is even tired to change a diaper at work. Because these are the jobs we're doing. Let's be realistic.
Yeah.
Baba will be like, oh, I don't even want to see that department. Let mom handle it.
And mom
will be scolding dad. Let alone the abuse we give each other. Women, sorry, most people who are professional, who works in this field, they'll understand what I'm saying when say some women can be very, very abusive in a relationship.
Right. I think that's another topic entirely.
Simply because from your question, you were asking why.
What changes?
It's because maybe I'm the one that brought the partner on a dependent visa.
Okay.
I'm the main visa holder. And now I'm too big for my boots. And I'll be thinking, I have an upper hand to this poor guy.
You should do it.
I'll start wearing a trousers at home. Potentially, the Baba is not even working at the moment. Because so
the power shift.
The power shift. Mom feels powerful. I earn a lot. I came from Nigeria. I came from South Africa. I came from Ghana. I'm the nurse here. You are a mere support worker. You can't tell me anything.
Can't tell me what to do.
We are not in Nigeria now.
Yes, where you say you're the head.
Yeah.
Now here, it seems like I'm the head because I'm the one that's provided for the house.
I'll block you. I'll block you in the house. I'll block you in the bedroom.
Wow. And these are the things that changes the dynamics of relationship and the next
thing. You are no more cutting. You are no more caring.
The 5 seats is out of the window.
Out of the window. Flying one by one.
Wow. Right. For balance, because I actually love the fact that you use a woman on that side. Because most of the time it's all like, oh, men are this, men are that. But it's good to know that a lot of time, abusive is not just physical abuse where somebody beats somebody up, which is what we see men or men do to their partner. Abusive, there's emotional abuse, there's financial abuse, there's a lot of abuses that we cannot even mention a lot right now on the show because we have a very short period of time. But one of the one that Bray just spoke about now is very powerful, and that's from a woman to a man. And then when we shift it also, it can also be the other way around. When is the man that brought the woman to the country, and then the man is feeling like a god, like, you clean, you cook, you service me in bed, you do all those stuff, and me, I'm just there with my leg crossed. Actually, real life story now, guys. Let me share you a story before we go further. So I used to be a support worker. Like you said, this is things that most of us did when we came to this country before we kind of make our way up somewhere. I used to be a support worker, and I was used to work in this hospital. And this lady, we were working together that very shift, and she was, because she would finish at 8 o'clock. And that place is far. It's in Warrington. So the last, the bus that she will get is at 7:45. So the husband is a 9-to-5 guy. So which means that woman will work from 7 a.m. to 7 to 8 p.m. in the evening. So when I speak, I said, why can't you tell the nurse that your train is 7:45 so you can leave at 7:30, blah, blah, blah. She was like, well, she can't. I said, sometimes they will give her, sometimes they don't give her. I said, well, your husband is at home. it will at least help you. It was like, no, he will stay there until I get back home to come and cook for him. I'm like, what? So that man finished work at 5 and is already home like 5:30 or 6, and we wait for you that you've left since 7 to come back home at 9 o'clock to start cooking. Is he not hungry himself? He was like, that's how he works in their home. I was like, wow.
It's true.
Do you see this power imbalance in that home? Mm-hmm. And then the next thing, they will come for divorce. And this country, because of the empowerment that people receive, which is going to be my next question anyway. Do you think because single gets more help, especially when there's a kick involved, do you think that's one of the reasons why people don't care about their partner, why marriages break easily?
You mean in terms of benefits?
In terms of benefits, yes, financial support.
I wouldn't say that, because Africans, we like working.
Right.
There are a certain percentage that would like to be on benefits, but I give it to Africans. We like to work.
Okay.
I don't think it's that. It boils down to the point that you just, the example that you just given us, that one partner will be at home waiting for another one to come and complete the chores at home. Rather, maybe on a Sunday or day off, we all cook together. We've got freezers, freeze our food. Then it makes it easier for the other party. It's easier to boil rice and take stew in the freezer all of us to eat than you waiting for somebody to come and do another 4 hours at home cooking, which to me doesn't make
that's
sense.
That's slavery.
And it's very selfish. And remember, another thing I think, answering your question, is that our partnerships or our marriages from back home were not built on love.
Tell me more about that.
It might be an introduction from a friend to friend, family to family.
Okay.
You never loved this person. Mm-mm. But you know, that notion of I've been introduced to, we end up having that partnership. And for them not build on up, it's just like an opportunity that you think, okay, I want to put it in a very clear way so you're going to understand it. I think it's survival and opportunity.
Right.
Some of us come from very impoverished families.
Okay.
My mom or my aunt or my grandmother, if she comes to me, say, you know, this boy, Shay, they are a bit better. They are selling whatever on the road. So if you marry Shay,
we can step up. Right. Okay.
Do you understand survival and opportunity?
Right, okay.
But that is well managed back home.
Right.
Because the very same people that introduced this relationship, they'll always be there.
They'll be there to support. The marriage, right.
Leave that kind of
environment.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And come here now.
Right.
What happens if I've never loved you? I come here now, I see bright lights. I see that, if you slap one person, even if you fake it, I can be by myself. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah,
so all these things come into play. If I've never loved you when you're home, I just managed you because of
situation.
Yeah. And then I get here, I just start to realize that I think I love that red mic.
So you feel like when we come to this country, it's more of an eye-opener.
It is.
People are
aware of themselves.
Yeah.
You might have not known that maybe.
So you're not. It's not the real yourself when you're back home.
Yeah.
Then when you hear, there's a light on you. Like
the thing
this is
at
the
home,
real
like
me.
I said before, there is a system. So we all follow that certain criteria. The system. Your wife, my husband. This is how we dress the same. How many people have you seen in this country that dress the same?
It's few.
Very few. Only when
it's
a
church.
Party. Exactly. You understand?
Yeah, okay.
So, but in public, you can never. So, all those things have been stripped away from us. That's what I was saying, like the hierarchy system at home, it forms that kind of that we are always holding on to.
So do you think, before we go a short break now, do you think marriages back home or back in Africa there's more value and is grounded than the one here?
Very grounded.
Why?
We don't want to stay without a wife or a husband back home. Very few men or women, they are not married. Something is wrong with you. In where I come from culturally, as I was saying, my tribe, I'll talk. Marriage is a glorified thing. It's an achievement. Do you get what I mean? It is an achievement. Oh, you are married. Our parents
they
are happy.
They respect you more.
Exactly.
There's a certain way they look at you as a married person.
Our parents are happy. If I remember, in my family, one person gets married.
Mm.
It's our wedding. It's not even my sister.
Excitement and everything.
You
is that both for a man and woman?
It's a big celebration at home. That's why we make it longer and longer. Traditionally, 7 days at home to be married. Because you just want to celebrate and celebrate and celebrate and celebrate. That's why they created all these little ceremonies on the, like, oh, you know, the grooms are coming, the bride are coming, we're going to do.
You know when you do that, your lobola thing?
Everything. Is extra. It's such a joy. Who wants to be secluded from it? Do you understand?
If
I come here now, my mom's not here, my dad's not here, my aunt. There's
just
no
go
auntie.
To court and do it 1 hour.
I'll
you're
even
done.
Do it secretly. Nobody will know. Because I don't want to involve those people again. That system does not exist. And another thing, I think will be. This thing of 50-50, I think it kills men.
Let's not go there. We'll come back to that on a second segment. Because I'm going there, trust me. Right, so we're going to a quick short break. And then because this episode, we have a sponsor that has been helping us. We started last week. And guys, I spoke to us last week about BM Solution, Elevate BM Solution precisely, which is a recruitment service. They do virtual service where they recruit staff for you, whatever company you've got, or you just do reach out to them. They'll find you staff, they'll train them, and you can just sit down and cross leg and listen to Posh Beat Couch without thinking about anything else. So that's what Elevate BPM Solution, that's what it does. And their website is www.elevatebpmsolution.com. And also their number to reach out is 07-341-982-784. The other, our other sponsor is Esther A Coaching. Also, what they do is they help you, especially for people in diaspora that you've just been in this country, you're struggling to get a job, your CV is not good, you're thinking of your career. Esther H Coach, that's the coaching. What she does is she help you with your CV. She will train you. She will help you with your career right from scratch. Like, for example, I'm from an IT background, and guess what? I'm a therapist today. So people move from one stage to another. So if you that's what you're feeling right now, reach out to Esther A Coaching, and then she will help you to set your goal and stuff like that. So their email is info@estheracoaching.com, and their number is 077-191-0639. Right, guys, we're gonna go on a short break, and the song we're gonna listen to this time around is Don't Love Me by Omalay. Right, I have a reason why I chose this song, so I will explain when I'm back on the segment, on the last part of the segment. So, and guys, before I go, we have a segment called Rant to Posh. Rant to Posh. Right, if you have something you want to rant about, guys, drop it in the comment section so I can rant with you by the end of this show. So, like, we'll go on a quick break now, and I'll be back in a sec.
Man. I've been running, running. I don't feel nothing. I don't feel like I am alive. And I see no they hit me again. You gonna deny me again. But you won't tell me again. Daddy said she won't fix up her nails. I pay for Bossy and her friends. I just wanna get in the pants. Don't love me, seriously don't love me. Don't love me. Now I think it's a habit or something. Kissing fire to see if it's burning. I eat before my days, I know but so I don't want to tell you that I'm sorry. I don't want you to tell me you're sorry. Cause I'm heartless, I'm broken and running. And I see now they hit me again. You wanna deny me again. But you won't tell me again. Shady says she won't move to no place. I pay for 2 years on her rent. Five bedrooms, the apartment. I wanna get in your pants. Don't love me, give me. Don't love me. Don't love me. Don't love me. Don't love me. Please don't love me. Don't love me. Don't love me.
Welcome back, people. You're listening to Sheyi Oluwasego on Poshbeat Couch. Right, before we go on that break, I've been having a good time with Bree, and she's told us about the five C's. I'm trying to remember them myself because I think that's one of my take home, which is commitment, cuddling, remind me again.
Communication. Cutting.
I think there's one more.
Shall we start again?
Oh yes, start. Yeah, I'm okay.
We're gonna go. Cutting. Communication.
Communicating.
Caressing.
Caressing.
Commitment.
Commitment.
What's the other one? Caring.
Caring. Mm-hmm. Right, guys. Write it down. Write it down. So, because that's actually. Because I feel like if we actually have those five C's, I think things might be a bit better. We'll be more reasonable with each other. So, you can see the difference between me and a social worker now, because she knows that thing. So, right, I told Gus earlier, guys, about Elevate BPM, so you can reach out to them. Kesta A Coaching also. And also, the last one is Posh P Therapy. Also, they are also helping us on this show. Posh P Therapy is where you can actually talk to me, right? That's me. So we're registered, and so you can actually book a session and then we can talk about everything and anything. Don't worry, we have a discount code, so don't worry, I got you. Right, we move on. Right, before we go on that break, you were talking about 50-50,
yeah,
which is where I wanted to go into next, because there's a dynamic back home, even here to some extent, where man is a man. Like you said, there's a role defined,
mm-hmm,
where the man is the provider, the man is the P. There's a three P's for that also, we can remember. The protector, the provider, mm-hmm, and the whatnot is the other one. Right. But when you come here, and I've seen this in a lot of shows also, where the interviewer will ask somebody, can you do 50-50 with your man? And the next thing I always say is no. Some people will say yes, then we have their own answer around it. So, do you think that 50-50 is affecting, make a contribution to marriages breaking in diaspora.
Oh yes. Right. You know, I like to call it the you know, this pot, the steaming, called the pressure cooker.
Do you know?
I like to call it a pressure cooker environment when you get here.
Right.
Why is that? Is that pressure cooker environment exacerbates financial pressures, particularly in men.
Right.
Like you said, a man is a provider.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So you feel, okay, going back there, in the society we are coming in now,
mm-hmm.
from back home to here,
mm-hmm.
is, what's this big word in English? It's called egalitarian society.
Right.
Where simply a term to say it's 50-50 society, where men and women are seen as equal, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not us.
Right.
Let's not forget that.
Mm-hmm.
You, as a typical Nigerian man,
mm-hmm.
you cannot fold hands in the house if your spouse says, my mom needs 50 pounds. I think you'll touch your pockets first.
Oh, yeah.
And provide
mm-hmm.
as you should. But now you are here as a support worker. I'm a nurse. I earn more than you. I don't think there's a 50-50 there.
Mm-mm.
I will have to provide. There's rent in this country.
Of course.
There's council tax. There's what have you mm-hmm. not. So I will be providing, and you will not providing
as much.
Then the 50-50 is gone. But how does that make you feel as a man?
As a man.
You feel less productive.
Mm-hmm.
And I start saying things to you.
Hmm.
Going back to the statement we discussed before, I'll be telling you that you can't tell me because I'm the one that...
Mm-hmm. Can't tell me what to do.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Unless the power shifts, you are a nurse, I'm a support worker.
Mm-hmm.
We might be thinking about 50-50. But then, don't forget the fact that as Africans, I'm not stereotyping our race, but these are the things that we are not taught back home. Nobody comes to you, your dad or your mom, to say, Shay, this is how you manage your money. Every month, do this, do that.
Mm.
Discuss with your wife, your pay, my pay.
Mm-hmm.
Some families, some relationships, I don't know how much you earn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Absolutely. And you don't know how much I earn.
Yeah, yeah.
I can do whatever I want with mm-hmm. my money. And if it's gone, it's gone. Do you understand mm-hmm. what I mean? Mm-hmm. So all these things, they put a big strain in our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't, me personally, I don't believe in 50-50. Because I don't think I can ever contribute 50-50.
Talking of 50-50, to me, I think we can define 50-50 in different ways. When people hear 50-50, they think of money.
Yeah.
Right. The way I see 50-50, which is, I think it works in this country for people, for the other races.
Yeah.
50-50 is not just money. Okay,
we're talking about the financial 50-50.
Right.
That's how I was saying. That's the pressure cooker.
In Africa. Yeah. There's no 50-50 finance.
No.
Yeah, there's 50-50 finance and the other 50-50. So, I have white friends.
Mm-hmm.
He will cook. He can clean. She can cook. She can clean.
Look after the
they
children.
They do everything together.
Mm-hmm.
So, that is 50-50 to me.
Yes.
So, 50-50 is, for African, is the woman doesn't contribute financially,
mm-hmm.
but then I have my role, and then you still want the man to cook or to clean. Then where's the 50 for the man if the man is providing
financially?
How are you contributing to the house? Because I feel like that's where some men lose their own whatever. When it's like, you want me to provide for you, but same time you want me to help you in the kitchen or in the cleaning or whatever. No, so far I'm giving you all the finance that you want, then I should be able to cross my leg and watch.
But that is not going to... I don't think it can work.
Right.
I do not think
Why
so.
Why is that?
You are providing financially. Mm-hmm. Then you expect other parties. Departments mm-hmm. to be less of the 50-50. Is that what you are saying?
No. So you take control of the finance.
Okay.
The woman take control of the house.
Let's discuss it.
That's it. That's where communication comes in.
Yeah, let's discuss it, because half of the time we do not talk.
Which is the biggest part of whole thing is communication.
We don't talk about anything. Mm-hmm, you mm-hmm. get paid. Okay, you'll be saying, I've paid rent, I've paid council tax. Mm. See the food. Mm-hmm. You understand what mm-hmm. I mean?
So automatically to me, I'm thinking, yeah, right. you saw
then the chores, the school run, mm-hmm. other activities.
It's for you.
It's for mom.
Which is not fair still.
Which is not fair.
I feel like it's not fair. I think the thing should be balanced.
We need to have
that. Which is where women also should put their hand in their pockets, if they are working, to contribute to the house, if they can.
Let's have an account.
Right.
This is me. Mm-hmm. We are a married couple, mm-hmm. or we are cohabiting, mm-hmm. whatever you call it. Mm-hmm. We live together. Let's talk about... let's itemize all the bills.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, in this house, we pay 1,852.30.
Wow. Very detailed.
Let's go for it.
Right, so I'm paying...
So we put it after our salary. Uh-huh. We draw the money, we put it there.
That's right.
That's the way to mm-hmm. do this thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm agree with you.
I'm gonna tell you this story. I'm sorry if the person hears about this story, because it really bothered me for years. Mm. So I've got this friend of mine. She's excited. She finds this new boyfriend. This is years ago. So this boyfriend, she was like, I'm bothered about this boy. I like him a lot. I'm falling in love with him. But each time we go to Asda or Tesco, mm. when they get to the till, mind you, this boy is African boy. No, he doesn't.
Oh, okay.
The bill at Tesco's would be like £14.80. He'd be like, well, £7.40. And he's done this a number of times. Wow, and this girl was like, no. He can't. No. You know, as African girls be like, you know, sometimes if you have the money, you don't want to pay. Uh-huh, uh-huh. So, yeah, it says, let's pay. And there's a day, it's not even about that, no. So there's a day the girl was short, I think about 4p or 5p, like, some ridiculous amount, maybe £1.20. She said when they got home, he said, don't forget to cancel my £1.
Wow. Talking of 50-50.
Yeah.
That is a proper... Wow.
He said, don't forget. And he used to ask for his money. We live in this house. You cannot cheat me. And I found that...
That's ridiculous to me.
Ridiculous and selfish.
That's ridiculous.
But it comes to tell you that people, they've got different perception idea. Of the 50-50.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Right, the show is coming to an end. We're already like... That's that thing. Oh my God. Why is it when it's going good, that's when it's about to end? Right, Bree, let's talk about solution. Mm. Now we've talked about a lot of things that's going on in marriages and why it's failing in this country and in diaspora as a whole. What can people do better to make their relationship or their marriage work? Because we all deserve a partner. The Bible said two are better than one.
Yes.
What can we do to get it better in this country?
Let's communicate.
Right. Back to your 5C.
Yes. Let's be big on communication. Mm-hmm. And as a couple, let's not have anything embarrassing or anything that we are afraid to talk about. Because I think that will make us better. Mm. Let's have, I don't know, for Christians, I've always... say, find, you know, there are those people in church, I don't know what they call
elders and stuff.
Elders, yeah. Let's talk to them. Yeah, I'm sure they can give guidance. Mm-hmm. Let's pray together. Mm. To be honest, you don't even need to go across the road. We can start it from
We can start from the posh place couch here.
Yeah.
Because that's why we're here.
Yeah, we can start from here and discuss about things. We will be better, I believe. Yeah, let's talk about our embarrassing things. Let's
our
talk about
flaws.
Yeah, let's talk about intimacy.
Our insecurity.
Let's talk about insecurity. Let's talk about how you touch me, how you, even if you left, you didn't give me a kiss in the morning. Let me rant about it, like on text, like why you didn't kiss me today. Because it's a reminder of who we are and where we come from as well. Let's not forget our background, how well established our relationships are back home, and when we come here, we just drop everything because now we are seeing NEPA 24/7.
What about the work balance? Because we spoke, we started with work.
Work balance,
how do we? Because one is doing night shift, one is doing day shift. They can't even see each other.
They're all time.
How do we balance that?
Speak to Baba. I'm sure some places they have a 2 month, 3 months rota. Depending on your, my job is a flex Monday to Friday 9 to 5.
9 to 5, and not everybody have that.
If Baba works night shift, let Baba be off maybe two, three times a week. Let Baba have one weekend and work the other weekend because of the pressures of work.
That's right.
But let's meet each other halfway. Let's go and have dinner together.
Let's continue to court.
You know, if I can go with you to church. Why can't we go to a restaurant?
True. Maybe one Sunday we should even skip church and go restaurant. Cause that's
no. Let's finish the church and go to restaurant. Okay. Let's not disturb our traditions. Okay. You know, things that we love and we love church.
We do.
Yeah. Let's go to church and say, "Mommy."
Yeah, but there might be night shift on Sunday night. And we try to spend that Sunday together.
That's the same thing as saying, look at Baba's rota, look at Mommy's rota, and see where we can meet balance. Each other halfway and balance it. It's doable.
It is. I believe so. People are doing it. Some people have a relationship in this same country that we're talking
about. I sometimes, not in a bad way, but I always feel jealous. I've got a friend from work, a male white friend. When he says, "I've got a date with my wife." I'm thinking, you're still dating your wife? What does that even mean? It simply means they are going out.
Right, let me quickly go on TikTok and see if we have question. Right, someone said, what's the difference between cuddling and caressing? To me, I think it's almost the same thing. Cuddling and caressing is under the same umbrella. And what's the other one? So, Ran to Posh said, my husband barely have time for me. I think we've already touched on that, which is what the balance that we said we should have. Right, another one said, bills as men, I feel you pay roof over your head, a woman pay few bills. I don't understand this comment properly. So bills for men, I feel you pay roof over the head. And the woman pay few bill like, okay, basically what she's trying to say is that a man should pay for the house rent and the mortgage or something
and
like
the
that.
And then the woman
can contribute to the bills like the groceries and stuff like that. Well, that's a suggestion. Well, if that works in your home, I think everybody should have the dynamic of how their home works, which is down to communication.
Yes.
What works for me might not work for you. So plan your own thing and see what works for us. Joint account, put it here. Do this. If that works for us, let's do it. So it's very, very important to do all this because that's the only way we can get it right in this country, guys. It is tough. It is tough. Right. And that same man that you think is not useful, that's another woman eyeing him outside. That same woman that you're saying is ahead is looking like coconut. Some men are actually queuing. If you see her DM, you'll be scared. So, guys, we need each other. So far, we've made this company that we want to be together. We need to try. And abusive, like I said earlier, it's not just physical. If you know you're going through something, talk about it. Reach out. If you know it's something that you cannot mind the house, reach out to people that you know can help, which is, I happen to be one of them. Guys, use my... I have a platform. Reach out. We talk about it, and I see how we can all help each other to get better as we navigate this UK and the paparazzi in it. So, right, guys, I think, Brianna, I always ask a question before I end the show. Now, you've been hearing of Posh Pit Couch, you've listened and everything. Now you're on the couch, how do you feel? And what do you think about it?
I think it's a good space to be ourselves and discuss and listen and contribute to our daily lives, our daily activities. It's not easy in this country. Many people are bored. You might be at work. You are not doing anything. Listening to some of the topics that you bring along, it's like therapy for other people. That's don't undermine it or think that maybe it's just for... It helps a lot. Mm. I've gone through your page and I like that you bring a variety of topics for healing, for introspection, so that we, like today, people will be thinking like, oh yeah, I've never even thought about the five C's. Do I communicate? Are we cuddling? Are we still courting? Do you understand what I mean? You might be asking yourself these questions that make you step up.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So thank you.
You're welcome.
That's a good feedback. That's what I want to hear. So guys, if you've heard that, Posh Pit Couch is that you can be on this couch also if you want. I've opened the floor now for guys. This season four that we are right now is a free one for everybody. So if you know you want to be on the Posh Pit Couch, reach out to me and then we plan it together and then we'll find a topic that's comfortable for you that we can talk about. And until then, I'll be signing out. Thank you, Bree. Thank you, production team. And thanks to me also for still being here. Yeah. So guys, I'll see you next week and God bless you.
See the money they did for you, baby. Come on, bang, come on, bang, come on, bang. You dey call on my name, I go call on you, baby. Come on, bang, come on, bang, come on, bang. Energy, baby, big energy. Give me ginger, no show me mercy. Come love on me, girl, I'm ready. Big ways and I know me, you know. Diamonds on me, you shot, no. Two girls on me, we come for the fun. Money day for me, day for the ball. I'm a gumman, go. In the young body, so I'm a sexy lady, so go. When you play on top, no learning things for your fine body. When I need love, I go call on you. Sissy belebe, come look and dance, would you?
I like a tune, you want to turn me on. I love what you do, you know I'm on a mission. I know your body, oh bad girl, cause it's confusion. Oh, my baby really low, oh, I can't get enough. If you give me job, it's so very cold, I'm in love. I'm really skinny tall, but you don't pay me on.
I want to propose it. Oh, but it won't be, I'm really lonely, my pins are from Google. More than lonely,
I deserve the love, you know, my soul, mommy. I'm all the feeling, Jada. When you don't, they want me, I'm just bomb me. I'm all go pull up, Jada. I'm all done, they take the things you want. I'm all the one go as man. I just want you tonight.
I can't get enough. If you give me job, it's so very cold. Get on your love. I'm really skinny tall, but you don't pay me on.
I want to pose it. Robot in movie, I'm in the only one doing something good. More than lonely,
I like a tune, you want to turn me on. I love what you do, you know I'm on a mission. I know your body, oh bad girl, cause it's confusion. But my family really Oh, I'm gonna show you.